And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. In the wake of Russia's weekend missile attack on the Ukrainian city of Dnipro, one of the deadliest strikes against civilians since the war started, German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock Monday called for a special tribunal to prosecute Russian leaders, VOA's Jeff Custer reports. Meanwhile, a Russian man who reportedly is a former high-ranking member of the Russian private military contractor Wagner Group has sought asylum in Norway. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the story.
The Norwegian Directorate of Immigration has confirmed to the Associated Press that Andrei Medvedev has sought shelter in Norway. Last week, police in Arctic Norway had said a person illegally entering from Russia was believed to be Medvedev. According to the Norwegian news agency NTB, the man has been on the run since he defected from the Wagner Group on July 6. He reportedly has told a Russian human rights group that he's ready to tell everything he knows about the group. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Officials say search teams have retrieved the flight data and cockpit voice recorders of a passenger plane that plummeted into a gorge on approach to a new airport in the foothills of the Himalayas. Investigators are looking for the cause of Nepal's deadliest plane crash in 30 years. At least 69 of the 72 people aboard were killed, and officials believe the three missing are also dead. Rescuers are still searching the debris Monday for them. It scattered down a 300-meter deep gorge. This is VOA News. Britain's plan to send asylum seekers to Rwanda is heading to the Court of Appeal. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
The High Court in London ruled on Monday that a group of asylum seekers could appeal after it said the scheme was lawful last month.
Refugees are welcome here.
The government policy has been denounced by rights groups. It would involve Britain sending tens of thousands of migrants who arrive on its shores more than 4,000 miles away. The first planned deportation flight to Rwanda was blocked in June last year by a last-minute European Court of Human Rights ruling. It imposed an injunction preventing any deportations until the conclusion of legal action in the UK.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni said today is a historic day of celebration after she flew straight to Sicily when news broke over the arrest of a top mafia boss, underlining the significance of the capture. On Monday, after 30 years in the run, the most wanted mafioso in Italy was finally captured in a private clinic in the Sicilian capital, Palermo, after police found out he was receiving treatment there for cancer. Police say Matteo Messina Denaro was heavily involved in the planning of 1992 murders of anti-mafia prosecutors. The prospect of imminent global recession cast a long shadow over Davos on Monday as participants gathering for the opening of the World Economic Forum's annual meeting counted the likely cost for their economies and businesses. Two-thirds of private sector and public sector chief economists surveyed by the WEF expect a global recession this year, with some 18% considering it extremely likely. More than twice as many in the previous survey conducted in September 2022. Meanwhile, another survey of CEO attitudes by PwC released in Davos on Monday was the gloomiest since the Big Four auditor launched the poll a decade ago, marking a significant shift from optimistic outlooks in 2021 and 2022. Teachers, retirees, and workers' unions marched in at least six Venezuelan cities on Monday to demand better salaries as the government of President Nicolas Maduro faces renewed challenges in its attempt to fight inflation. Venezuela's inflation is estimated to reach 305% last year, according to a non-governmental group of economists. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.